assets, artistic endeavors, museums, local businesses, economic development through arts and culture throughout Butte County and beyond, kind of that whole North State, NorCal, upstate kind of thing that we like to talk about so much here, and about collaboration within the community and different entities. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Deborah Lucero and Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including Artoberfest, the True North Tour, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. We also want to thank North Rim Adventure Sports, specializing in bicycles, cycling, apparel, and equipment. North Rim offers full-service bicycle sales, service, and rentals, and features Trek bicycles, USA, and other top brands. North Rim Adventure Sports is located at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, online at northrimadventure.com. And with the change of seasons, so are events. There's always so many things happening here, and things cool down a little bit. A lot of events that we kind of put off during the summertime to beat the heat come in. And one coming up this Sunday, one of my favorites, and I hope yours too, is the 17th annual Touch of Chico Healing, Massage, Live Music, and Skillshare. It's going to be at the Chico Creek Nature Center. It is a fundraiser for your favorite community radio station, KZFR, and a lot of wonderful body workers throughout the community get together and donate their time to help make this happen in the beautiful setting of Bidwell Park. It starts at noon, goes till 6 p.m., and come on down. There'll be food vendors and educational booths, and you can get your body healed and worked on. And if you had the last 10 days like I did, you're going to need it. So great time to come in, and right there at Chico Creek Nature Center, over by what we used to call the Deer Pens on 8th, you'll take your bike, carpool if you need to drive, but a great way to take your bike and head over there. And Lotus Guide sponsors at the co-op, Hot Yoga Club, Body Work, and across the Nature Center. So mark that on your calendars and meet your friends at the 17th annual Touch of Chico this Sunday. So we had Ray Wiley Hubbard on Friday. Heard it was a great show. Busy weekend, busy week. Busy hands. That's what we are here, man. We got busy hands going on here all the time. Also, Stonewall is getting ready to do their Expressions of Resilience coming up on November 9th at Monca, 900 Esplanade, for their grand reception. You'll find information on their website and also on the Monca site as well. So they're looking for artists and performers. So if you're interested in that and contributing to Stonewall Alliance, check them out at stonewallchico.org for information and apply for sponsorship and performers. So that's going to be on November 9th. And Monca has become quite the venue these days for different events. We just had a jazz show there about 10 days ago with Will and Peter Anderson, and it's a beautiful setting. They got a great new show hanging on the walls. If you haven't been over there, right across from Chico High, the old Butte County Veterans Memorial Building, right there on the Esplanade. We're going to take a little music break, and then we'll have our first interview for the program. We're going to play something from Allison Skull and Victor Martin, two really sweet musicians that live up in Dunsmuir. And they're going to be making their way to Monca coming up in October. So we're looking forward to that. And I thought it'd be a nice way to introduce you to some music from these guys. Really, really top-notch folks. They're going to be at Monca on the 17th of October on a Wednesday night. And then we're going to have another show coming up at Scotty's Landing. Not with Allison and Victor, but with Sazil, a Brazilian salsa band at Scotty's on October 21st. So I'm telling you, man, the hits just keep on coming. Here you go. Allison Skull and Victor Martin.
Thank you. This song's a fairly new song that I wrote. It's called Esperanza. It's actually the word for hope, Spanish word for hope, but it's also named after a lady that I knew when I was a little girl, and I just love this lady. So it kind of has a double meaning for me.
Possibilities. Stalling dust in the constellation. A splash from Victoria Falls. Everything begins so small.
A little sampling of Allison Skull and Victor Martin up there in Dunsmuir. They've been through Chico a couple of times. We had them at the Big Room, and they've done some shows, but not enough down here. But they will be down at Monca on October. Let me make sure I got my dates right on this one. I believe it's going to be October 17th. So you'll see more information about that coming up. Mark your calendars. Again, if you haven't been over to the Museum of Northern California Art, a.k.a. Monca, check it out. Got a great show hanging. And just a really nice, sweet, classy facility. Hats off to those guys. They've been up and running for, gosh, only about 15 months, and it's just amazing all the things that are happening there. If today's hearings weren't enough to get you going, get the blood flowing, we can help you with that, because we've got Will Durst coming to town on October 14th for what I'm sure is going to be a evening of political hijinks, as they say, some laughter and relief. So please come out for that. If you've seen Will before, you know it's going to be a great show, and obviously new material is happening every minute. So, and speaking along those political lines, the last day to register to vote is October 22nd. If you can go online through the Rock the Vote, register.rockthevote.com and register online. But get involved. That's what it takes. It takes you to get involved. And I hear people all the time, it doesn't matter, this, that, the other thing. Yeah, you look around and it kind of does. So get your voice heard. It's the way we do it. And then we have a new event coming up that's being spearheaded by the KZFR Board of Directors, which is a pancake breakfast on October 28th. So it's going to be on a Sunday morning. You might want to mark that one down. It's going to be over at the Arc Pavilion. You'll hear more about that as we get closer as well, but that's another new event. Anything with pancakes involved is always a good thing. So should be a fun time. Another way to get and reach the community. And, you know, the best thing we could possibly ever do is just meet each other and talk to each other. That's really all you need. And there's a nice meeting place right over on East First Avenue, the Butte County Library. I was over there earlier today. I was there maybe 6 weeks ago for a meeting. And I just thought, you know, I got to go back and talk to these people. There's a lot happening at the library that I was unaware of. And so anyway, let's swing into this interview that was recorded about 90 minutes ago. I'm here with Susie Serrano, who is the Assistant Director of the Butte County Library. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you for having me.
So let's see, this all started a couple of months ago. We were at a meeting all together and started here at the library on First Street. And started seeing all the different programs you had, and I thought, wow, we've got to really get the word out about this and let people know kind of what's happening. So can we do a quick general overview of how many libraries there are in the county and the cities that they're located?
Yes, we have 6 locations, Biggs, Chico, Durham, Gridley, Oroville, and Paradise.
And they all have different hours?
They do. The Biggs branch is only open Tuesdays and Saturdays. Chico is our branch that's open, Tuesday through Sunday. All of our branches are closed on Monday. Durham is Tuesday through Friday. Gridley is Tuesday through Saturday. And Oroville is Tuesday through Sunday. And Paradise is Tuesday through Saturday. So it's a little, figuring out. Chico and Oroville are open on Sundays. Most everybody else is open on Saturday for the weekend hours, except Durham.
Okay. And I'm sure if they go to the website, they can find this info.
Yes. We have so much information on our website, and we also encourage people to go and sign up for our newsletter that comes out at least once a month.
Perfect. So it gives you all the updates and different events that are happening. And which way is Chico the busiest?
Yes, Chico is the busiest branch as far as all of the locations. And you can see that with the population in Chico.
Sure. Yeah, just makes sense. Well, I know there's a lot going on, and you have some things going on. This is an amnesty month?
Yes. We are welcoming everyone back to the library who has maybe felt like they couldn't come back because they've had long overdue lost books or overdue fines that are way over what they think they can come back for. So this month, until the end of this month, September, you can come in at any branch. You have to physically come in and show your ID or your library card, and we will waive all your fines and all of your lost books. And actually today in Oroville, I had 3 books returned from 2003 that we accepted.
Wow, 15 years.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
It was.
Oh, well, that's great. And of course, it's funny, I don't know, I'm sure there's people that haven't been to the library in a long time. I know growing up, I grew up in New York City, a library card was something we always had. We spent a lot of time at the library, especially in the summers, getting summer reading going and those kind of things. But library cards are free.
Yes, if you've never had a card, the library card is free. If you've lost your card, there is a small charge of $1 to replace it. However, in September, it's also National Library Card Sign-Up Month, so cards are also free to replace if you've lost yours this month.
And libraries have changed a lot from back in my day. Music, CDs, movies, books on tape.
Books on CD,
periodicals, newspapers. I mean, it kind of goes on and on.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff we have online. So you can download through our Zinio. You can get actually e-magazines to read on your smart tablet, which is pretty awesome.
And you can also order things.
Yes. So. We really encourage people to put in requests. Even if we don't have something, we can buy it or get it from one other source or another.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And as you said, you now have downloadable content as well.
Yes, it's very exciting. We have many different sources for ebooks and e-audio, which is really awesome to put on your phone if you're doing running or some kind of activity where you're wanting to listen to your favorite book on normally on CD. You could just download it and on your smart device and listen to it.
Which is great. And I love the fact that you have music. You have CDs. Again, being radio station, music's pretty important to us. And what a great way to check out different artists and learn about different genres of music without making a financial commitment.
Exactly.
Let's talk about some of the things you have coming up here at the Chico branch.
Yeah, normally at the Chico branch, we are the only branch in Chico that has a maker lab, which is in the center of our library, and we're trying to get it open every afternoon so people can experience technology for free. So 3D printing, virtual reality, we actually have a sewing machine and a die cut machine that you can use, and we're getting a vinyl cutter, and then we also have some robots that we are working with and some kits that we're using at different libraries to do different technology with the youth.
Now, is this open for anybody, or is it geared mostly for students?
Certain programs sometimes are geared for a certain age group. I think the virtual reality, you have to be a certain age to wear the gear, but we have other options as well. But it's always open to anybody that wants to explore technology for free.
Yeah, that's really something. That really surprised me when I came in, especially having a 3D printer, which I just learned about during the summer. I saw my first one at the Chico Makerspace. What's that place called? Fab Lab.
Fab Lab.
We were doing an event at the Fab Lab, and I got a tour of that place and got to see it. And to see one here in the library, I was just amazed.
Yeah, we have two, and they're really awesome, and we're just really lucky. We've gotten a lot of grants from the state library, and so we've been really lucky to have all this great technology for the public to explore.
You know, the idea was, you know, shh, you're in the library.
No.
That's not really happening anymore, is it?
No. Actually, we're more of a community place, a community center for people. One of my favorite things to see in the library is someone coming in and seeing someone that they haven't seen in a long time, and they're like, hey, you know, so-and-so, it's so nice to see you. And then they have a nice little conversation and catch up. Sometimes people come here just to feel connected to their community, which we are more than welcome to do that for people. We are so happy that people come and make connections, make new friends. I know I've had a lot of story time moms over the years. I've done story times in the different branches that are lifelong friends now because they came to story time at the library.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And that still goes on, story time?
Oh, yeah. We have all of our branches, almost all of our branches have a weekly story time, at least one in this branch. We have two on Tuesdays and two on Thursdays, one on Wednesdays. We have another one, a Spanish bilingual one on Fridays. And then we have special guests on Saturdays. So lots of story times going on in this branch and lots of story times in all of our branches.
Oh, nice. And volunteers, community volunteers just sign up to read to kids? How's that work?
Well, what we have is basically, if we didn't have volunteers, we couldn't be open. They primarily help us keep the books on the shelves where they go when they get returned. They do all kinds of volunteer work. Our literacy program does tutoring for adults who need help reading and writing. We have volunteers that, you know, do Friends of the Library, so they do our book sales. So more about keeping the operations going. If we didn't have our volunteers, we couldn't be open.
Sure. And how big is do you have any idea how many countywide?
I don't know countywide. I know this branch in Chico has over 160 volunteers, including the book sale.
Wow.
And I think at the other branches, it's around 50 or 60, depending on the branch.
Yeah, what a great way to give back and to help out and keep it going. I mean, libraries are such an important part of our culture, our development, our future, really.
Yeah, the Friends of the Libraries and all the locations that we have are so important to us, and we just thank them so much for raising money for the library, because as you know, this year our book budget is about $500 a month for the county. And all of the friends groups pay for most of the books you see in the library. So we always encourage people to become a member of their local friends group.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, let's see. What do you have coming up in the fall here?
Yeah, we're really excited. The Butte County Literacy is having their annual Trivia Bee. And this is the fourth year, I believe, we've had it at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. And we are so grateful to Sierra Nevada for all they've done to support this amazing event. The district attorney always has a team, so it's always fun to see them. And
right,
we also even saw Action News last year had a team. The Symphony always has a team. And basically, you can come and watch these teams compete, or if you want to join a team, you can contact the literacy department, which is the 530-538-7198, or you can go on our website, and there's also a toll-free number to call if you want to sign up.
And how many people per team?
I believe it's three people per team,
uh-huh.
And it's very competitive. The winners last year were Three Babies and No Men. That was the name of the team. I guess they always change their name every year, so we don't know what they're going to be called this year. And it's going to be October 26th, and the doors open at 6, and the competition starts at 7.
Starts at 7. You know, we've talked about this at the radio station a couple of times, and I've always kind of had conflicts, but all right, I'm going to talk to a few people and see if KCFR can't get a team together. I think that would be a blast.
It's really great, and you get your picture, and you get a trophy, and the last time, I think the district attorney's office won.
Yeah,
Ramsey's Mike Ramsey, in 2009, every year, he really wants to win, so it's really awesome to see how fun it is for everybody.
No, I know. I you see it on the news, and I'm like, ah, they win again. And, you know, I mean, some of us are just a wealth of, you know, worthless information that's perfect for trivia. You know,
well, so. And the funny thing is people don't realize all of the library staff write the questions.
Oh.
And so, you know, when the staff go to watch what happens, we kind of try to tally to see which question got asked. That was whose question was what question. And it's just really fun. I always try to throw a football question in there, which is my favorite thing to do.
No, and this is a fundraiser for the library, of course.
It's for the literacy department, and it's sponsored by Sierra Nevada, the DA's office, and the Friends of Literacy, which is their friends group.
Nice. And anything else coming up in the near future?
You know, that's pretty much it. I mean, I know we're going to have some things in the hall around the holidays. Yule logs are most likely going to be at the Chico Library coming up in December.
Okay.
So we're really excited. We had them last year, and then I think the year before inside the library.
Oh, great.
And it's a fantastic show. I mean, the Yule logs put on a fantastic show.
Oh, yeah. KGFR's own Jake Sprecher is one of the logs.
Yeah, so we are super excited in Chico to have them again.
Oh, those guys are fun. And I know, I think it was in the spring, or maybe it was in the fall, I saw a jazz concert here with Charged Particles. And again, the library is not the quiet place. It's not your grandma's library anymore.
No, it's not. And, you know, even, you know, we're not really a university library, you know, a study type library. We do have quiet times when there's not a program going on, and things like that. But again, we want to welcome everybody and have these connections being made in our communities.
Oh, it's great. It's you know, it's a beautiful space. It's safe. It's air conditioned. You have ample parking. And again, you know, for all the trying times that are going on, you guys, your hours are great. Very community friendly and very accessible.
Thank you. I appreciate that. When I started here as a teenager myself in the 90s and 94, the hours were pretty terrible in this branch, and they are so much better than they were back then. So, yeah, we are headed in a really good direction.
And if you're interested, they're always looking for help and volunteers and donations.
Yes.
So,
and we welcome you to visit our website at buquecounty.net/BC Library.
Going to the Trivia Bee, attending, I'm sure it's a great way to help support the library and have a good time. And if you're like me and you're kind of a trivia nut, I mean, I grew up watching Jeopardy, you know,
yes.
and we used to play. We had the Jeopardy game as kids. We played it so many times, I think we memorized all the answers by like the end of the summer, you know. But then we would make our own up. We would make our own questions.
Oh, that's awesome.
So once again, website,
buquecounty.net/BC Library.
And again, all the cities in Butte County, Biggs, Chico, Durham, Gridley, Oroville, and Paradise all have Butte County libraries in them. So support the library. Great place to take the kids. If you have grandkids or you're watching kids sometimes, really great place to come and get them out. And there's something for everybody. And I'm sure you'll become hooked on it. And that's kind of how it all starts.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Susie, for taking time and being with us here on Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, we're going to take a little bit of a musical break at this point, and we'll get ready for our next interview coming up. I had mentioned Sazil coming to the Scotty's Landing on Sunday, the 21st of October. It's going to be a fun afternoon show, welcoming in fall with some salsa and Brazilian music. So let's sample up a little bit of Sazil here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thank you.
All right, checking out a little Sazil from the Sassoon Jazz Festival back in 2015. I know they just headlined a bunch of shows in Solano and Sonoma County at the couple of different fall jazz events. And we're looking forward to having those guys at Scotty's Landing out there on the deck overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River on the 21st. A little fall time fun out there. Right now is the final Thursday night market going on right in downtown Chico. And on the plaza is the North State Symphony. And they are hosting Conduct Us. If you ever wanted to be a maestro, this is your time. I did this last year. We did it in collaboration with BCAC.TV. And a really fun time. Symphony's out there set up. The public can go up and I'd conduct the orchestra. I did it. It was kind of a blast. So if you're heading down to the plaza, come check it out. They'll be out there for probably another 45 minutes or so here on the final Thursday night market. It seems like the summer went on forever, and now it seems like it was over really quick. So I guess life's funny that way. Also coming up is the Open Studio Tours hosted by the Chico Arts Center. Ongoing event that's been happening for, tell me how many years it's been. I think it's something like 18 years. And the Open Studio weekends are going to be the 20th and 21st, 27th and 28th of October. And they do a exhibition and a gala on October 6th. So it kind of kicks things off. You'll see some more information about that. But if you've never been on Open Studios, it's a really excellent way to get out in the community and go experience how some of this fabulous art is made. And it's always fun going to other people's workspace and seeing how they operate. Just, I don't know, something about it just makes your creativity flow and appreciation. And it's nice. You can walk to most of these places. So if Chico Arts Center has all the details on their website, and you'll be seeing more information about that. But preview tickets are available now at the Chico Arts Center. So Open Studios coming around again. The tour dates are going to be October 20th and 21st, and then 27th and 28th. And, of course, the Oral Farm Trail is getting ready to launch as well, and you can get information about that. All righty, we got another interview coming on for you here in a few minutes. Let's see, got that one, got that. Conduct Us is happening right now on the plaza. So let's we're going to take another quick little music break with another tune from Allison and Victor, and we'll get our next guest queued up. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray, and I'll be here for another 23 or 2 minutes.
My eyes on you, my heart said follow through, and I know that way down on your line, but the waiting feel is fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string. But you know I can do my thing. Don't talk to me as if you think I'm dumb, 'cause you know that I'm gonna come. 'Cause you see, I don't want no way to beg for your love. I don't want no way to beg for your love.
knocking on your door. I still can knock some more.
Allison Skull and Victor Martin. Again, they'll be at Maca coming up here in October. And I have our next guest on the line. Eric Smith, are you there?
Hello, Ray. Yeah, thank you for this opportunity.
Sure. I'd like to introduce our listeners to Eric Smith. He is the new president of the Oroville Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations and welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Well, thank you very much.
So I know we just had Salmon Festival last weekend and a lot going on. You came on board about 2 weeks ago, is that right?
Yeah, it's been closer to three weeks.
Came in right at the pinnacle of activities.
Yeah, boy, it was a challenge to ramp up the speed, but I think we managed to pull it off. And what an incredible event, well attended. I think we had over 100 vendors, as you well know. And the feature that was added this year was that floating spawning experience, and that was, of course, put together by the DWR folks and their biologists, their fish biologists, and my wife and I participated in that, and that was just a very educational and just a wonderful experience. And that was, of course, one of many other things that was happening.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Yeah, they had big ladle, large inflatable rubber rafts going down with the scientists down the river and doing some educational and recreational activity as well. And
we had a couple of little lightweight white water moments there. Just kind of made it fun. There was a couple of kids in the raft with us, and they got a kick out of that. And a great opportunity to see the river from a different angle, right from the river itself, and of course to experience the fish and just all the special pieces of our community that make Oroville unique.
And it really is it's such a historic city. It's got the historic downtown. I don't think people realize when they go downtown, it's the river's right there. You look over and you see that levee. That's the river. So it's,
yeah, there it is.
It's so walkable. I mean, you could live downtown and go fly fishing every morning before work if you chose.
Yeah, what amazing opportunity. People homes are just a few blocks away, and like my wife and I, we recently. The 29th will be our one-year anniversary of purchasing our home in town. And so I can drive a mile from my home to downtown. And, you have it all. It's the beauty, the wonder of the river being right there, and wonderful businesses right there in town. What an opportunity to live in a place as beautiful as Oroville.
Yeah, it really is, and it's so historic. It's amazing. I mean, Thomas Edison used to have an office there. Some of the first electrical construction projects done in the country. I know that Edison was very interested in lighting the mining that was happening at the time. So it's really amazing that you go back to Ishii coming out of the wilderness in Oroville, and of course the gold strikes and all those things. It's pretty amazing. And never mind the railroad that came through, and Oroville was one of the main connectors.
It was. And, one of the stunning things is the Oroville Inn. Oh, what a gem. Of course, that has been restored, and it houses the Northwestern Lineman College students in the, of course, in the rooms, but in the lobby in the downstairs area, it is just beautiful. The woodwork and just the accoutrements in that facility kind of restored to its natural wonder. Bud Tracy, of course, was the person with the vision that took that on and made it happen.
Yeah, he
did. And but I just enjoy walking through there. It's just gorgeous. It has a big fountain there, and it just you don't even you feel like you're in a special place, in a little villa in Italy or something.
That's true, you know. And he really did have a great vision on that. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I got to see the ballroom, which was under construction last time I was there. Completely finished. They're doing events, and I was talking to Tina and also their events manager about, I got to do a jazz concert in that ballroom. That's a beautiful facility.
It is. It's a wonder. And, you know, more people need to discover all of the little special pieces of our historic community. And I understand a couple of presidents also spoke from a balcony inside. There's a tribute to that fact. And so there's been some unique characters throughout the ages that have participated in our community, and just again getting that word out that Oroville has some amazing history.
It is a couple of I think McKinley maybe spoke there. I think Reagan also was there at one point.
And of course Ronald Reagan christened or dedicated the dam back in the 60s,
right?
And
okay.
Of course, back then he was the governor of California.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. He was the gov a little before his day there. A lot of things happening. I know that the Oroville Downtown Business Association has got a big farm-to-table dinner coming up here shortly. That's always
there's always one thing that's really was a challenge just coming into the chamber is that Oroville has so many things going on. There are so many events and different groups and organizations, and I'll tell you what, no one can ever say that there's nothing to do in Oroville. There are a plethora of things to do in our town. So certainly visit the chamber. We have a new website that should be rolling out next week. It's going to be updated continually with news and what's happening, all the various activities, events, of course all of our wonderful businesses that are in town. And hopefully it'll be that one-stop shop. Folks can come and see what's going on in our town, and of course, connect with something that they'd be interested in.
Yeah, I want to really compliment you on the new website. You guys have always been the clearinghouse for information, and the new site has been great. I know it helped a lot during this year's events, especially with Salmon Festival and the fireworks. And it's an easy way to find out everything that's happening.
Yeah, well, information is important, and of course, we want to certainly get out that information so that people can, where to go, where to park, times, all those different pieces, and or just knowing what's happening. If you have a kind of a slow weekend or a Friday and you're looking for something to do, we're the place to go to find something, and I'm sure there'll be something there that'll suit, your interests.
Yeah, I was driving through the other day, and when you go over Highway 70 Bridge, I always look down out to my right, and here were four or five people coming down in kayaks. It's a beautiful time to kayak the Feather River. You can enter over at the hatchery. Of course, the salmon are still spawning. And, now that the sun's a little lower and you kind of get that golden light and cools off a little bit, earlier in the afternoon, it's really a special time to be out there.
Oh, man. And I'm really looking forward to the Riverbed Park opening up. And that should be here in the next month or so. They have a little boat ramp down there you can launch if you have kayaks. And I don't know if you've had an opportunity just driving down the freeway to see the new soccer fields out there. Just beautiful, green. Of course, the park will be fully renovated, I think, over the next year. There's some other pieces. There's going to be a water park opportunity for the kiddos to go and, like a splash zone. They have rock climbing wall in there. They have, of course, a little playground. It's just a beautiful park. And then they paved now all the way back to the ponds into the dog park. And so it's no longer a dusty gravel road. It's a beautiful paved area. And there's a couple of little fishing ponds a lot of people don't know about. And so you got small kids. In fact, I was sharing with a person today. Because they have a small kid and they don't want them to have a negative experience fishing. I said, boy, just get a little bucket of red worms and you can take that 6-year-old out there and then catch all the little bluegill they want in that pond back there. So that's kind of like a little hidden opportunity.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, there's two ponds. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Feather River Parks and Recreation District is doing just a really smashing job on rebuilding and redesigning and improving that location, and it's so pretty. I also want to say hats off to you guys for your barbecue at River Reflections a couple weeks ago. That was one of the most beautiful evenings I've seen in years on that sunset. That was awesome.
Yeah, the Sight and Glance has really pulled out the stops. They did all the decorating. It was at the Riffles there next door to River Reflection.
Oh, yeah, Riffles,
and,
yeah.
And they just have a beautiful area right on the river, and it's just gorgeous. Of course, they had all the little lights and the canopy lit up, and the food tabletop there had catered, and just the food was wonderful. Great company with good businesses in town, a lot of just fine people. So that's the Orville, excuse me.
That's, yeah.
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. Yeah, great facility over there at Ripples, right off of Highway 70. Another little gem in Oroville. So I know you're at an event. I kind of snagged you at the last minute here, but I want to thank you for taking time. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond, and I'm really looking forward to this year and things that are happening in Oroville and at the Chamber. We're glad you're on board.
Yeah, that was the event. Of course, was sponsored by the OEA, the Oroville Economic Alliance.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm on my cell phone. I kind of lost you there for a moment, but. Yeah, just a wonderful event, and I appreciate you being able to give me the opportunity to kind of share a little bit about our town and what's happening, and I hope folks take the opportunity to look us up there at the OrevilleChamber.com and visit our new website and find something that suits your fancy. I'm sure that our town will have an event that you'll thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah, if you haven't been down, just going down and walking through the historic downtown and kind of pay attention to the murals and little plaques on the walls and kind of learn a little about that and then go right up to the river. All righty, Eric.
Yeah, and the other thing I was just going to mention, we have all those wonderful museums. We have the Bolts Museum.
Oh, sure.
And hand tools. I don't know if people know this, but it's listed in the Smithsonian Institute as having the largest collection of hand tools anywhere in the world, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have the Chinese Temple. And then if you want, and I just did this today, you can take the Green Line, and now you can see the new spillway construction right there for yourself. The Green Line is open.
Oh, really?
And so that road, Montgomery and on up. And so if folks are interested in seeing for themselves the work that's going on at the spillway, they can make their way up through there now.
And you can go up to the Visitor Center. If you've never been to the Lake Orville Visitor Center, way up on top there, that's pretty remarkable in itself.
It is. It's the Parks and Recreation Department. It's all free. Has an amazing tower view up at the top. And you can see 360 degrees. You can see for literally 100 miles or more in all directions out over the lake and whatnot. And then there's a museum in there. There is a theater. They'll show you films and clips about how the dam was built. And you can take some kiddos up there or family and spend a couple of hours I think keeping their interest. It's a wonderful, again, little gem that we have right here in our own backyard.
Yeah, and I often forget about the Pioneer Museum, which is another downtown museum right there on Montgomery Street that is just chock full of Butte County history. And again, I don't know if people realize how many people, during the Gold Rush days, how many people inhabited this area. You might be like, well, Oroville, these are kind of small towns. Well, there used to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people up in those hills.
Oh, man. Yeah. Don't you know it? Well, and hopefully as things continue to improve and move along here, we'll pique folks' interest and start to grow a bit.
Yeah. All right, sir, thank you so much for taking the time,
right.
And enjoy your event tonight. And if you're looking for something to do, I know the Oral Farm Trail's coming up. That's a great, on the way back, swing through downtown Oroville and check it out for yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
well,
sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, and you have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
All righty, Butte Views and Beyond. Let's see. I think we'll squeeze in one more song from Allison and Victor, and then we'll roll it up for the evening. And if you're heading down to the plaza, it's the last night for the Thursday night market. Come down, check it out. The North State Symphony is doing Conduct Us, an opportunity for you to be a maestro and conduct the North State Symphony. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed the program. Viewed Views and Beyond is made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Bob's Dog Training, offering professional training for all breeds of dogs. Bob's Dog Training also provides home care, dog sitting, and dog walking services in Chico. Training makes your dog a better four-legged citizen, a better companion, and gives your dog a better life. To learn more, call Bob's Dog Training at 591-9234. We also want to thank Alternative Energy Systems, a locally owned and operated partnership providing sustainable energy for life. Alternative Energy Systems offers residential, commercial, and agricultural solar energy solutions. More information by calling 345-6980 or visit savingenergyforlife.com. Let's slide into our exit music here with the Ken Clark Trio coming on back in. And we're going to slide into Radio Paradise for a little while. One of our hosts has gotten stuck in traffic, and Terry Reynolds will be up at 7:30 with Face the Music. Have a nice night.